All right, let's move on to item nine, which is to consider consider authorizing the attendance of the board at the Sigler Guff & Company 2025 annual conference. That's May 7 and 8. There is a note with a board meeting conflict. So what Sigler Guff has done is they've slid this from a Tuesday-Wednesday event to a Wednesday-Thursday event so that at least I understand. I haven't seen the detailed agenda, but my interpretation of the dates is that the actual client conference is on the 8th. I don't know. I'm looking at Tim. I don't know if he has any different information, but that's what I think it is based on past year's practice with them. There's some sort of an introductory dinner event the night before, yeah. And then the conference starts at 0800 on the following day. That traditionally was a Wednesday, and now it looks like it's on Thursday the 8th. So based on that, I still would want to go. I just have to figure out how to travel and all that, but I'll express an interest. Anybody else?
Yeah, I found that to be a good experience from the time that we went before. Very, very informative and educational. It's going to be tough with the meeting on
it's not a good time frame
unless a red eye kind of thing.
Yeah,
but I'd be interested. I'll just have to see if I can make it work.
All right, so that's two. I should point out that David did get the attendee of the year award at the last Sigler Guff annual conference. Do you recall that? You actually got called out by Drew Guff because you actually sat through every presentation, which, you know, typically doesn't happen. So anyway, it was one of those things, you had to be there. All right. Anybody else interested in this? No? All right. So is there a motion for two?
Motion for two. Second.
Motion and second for two. Let's vote on the motion. Chavadra?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Wong? No, can't have it. Sampson had to leave. Finley?
Aye.
And Kwan?
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 8-0. Thank you.